Well, good day, gentlemen. How are you today? Today's topic is the balance of nature is broken and society is doomed. Oh, bit depressing one. Now, if anybody's been out in the forest a lot of times, you can't help but notice the check and balances that goes on. How one little thing affects the other. I spent many, many hours in the forest, either sitting by a lake or a river, and seeing how everything just works together. And how there's so many checks and balances everywhere. And many, many years ago, society was kind of the same. You had males, which was one side of the coin, and femmes, which was the other side. And they kind of balanced each other out. But one of the major problems started many, many years ago. Femmes have got into the educational system and pushed a lot of males out. And instead of a balanced educational system, we now have it feminized. And femmes will naturally push femmes forward and hold men back. It starts when males are very young. They get shamed by the femmes for showing any masculine traits at all. And it goes through the whole educational system. And of course the idea is to push femmes' ideology. It's all about control. It's a lot harder to control a masculine male. But a male that's been demasculinized is kind of easy. For me, I'm a pretty old guy and I saw each generation of males get weaker and weaker. And the trouble is today we get so many males now that just don't know how to act anymore. They don't know who they are. They're confused. And there's no discipline in the educational system anymore either. Because it's always the males generally that enforced discipline. And males are good at it because they enforce it equally. But femmes with their feelings and emotions make it personal. And they tend to always pick on the males. Let's be honest, femmes want to take control of everything. That was never heard of before, because it was being possible. And that's not what nature really intended. But with so many demasculized males about now, who have been trained to use feelings and emotions, which is really not how males work, femmes see it as a good possibility. They could do it. Femmes are trying to switch the roles around. And it's femmes' greed that's pushing it forward because they believe males have it far better. Which has never been true. Males have to work a lot harder. And the one thing that femmes hate, males have to take accountability. Which is like kryptonite to femmes. So femmes are trying to just cherry pick the good bits about playing the male, and then jump into their victimhood mode when things don't work out. As we see in society, it's not working out too well. Everything seems to be broken. There's no stability. Man, there's sex and debauchery everywhere you look. It's funny, males are treated like third-rate citizens. But if there's a war, they will be expected to step up. And you won't have any of these feminist femmes saying, no, we'll go instead. You don't hear them complaining about how come they don't draft women as well. These femmes are fake because they only want to be strong and empowered when it's advantageous to be so and they can get some stuff. But when there's no advantage in it, they want to play the femme victim. I believe if nothing changes, society is doomed. Because societies don't run on feelings and emotion. There needs to be balance. Males are capable of feelings and emotions. But they also have something I hardly ever see any femme have, compassion. But it doesn't rule their lives like it does femmes. He also has logic. The trouble is that a lot of males have been persecuted for so long, and they actually see what's happening to society. But they don't care anymore. Why should they help? And who can really blame them? Seems that males today are only good for cannon fodder. If the future is everything's going to be feminized, then let it be so, and watch it fall. Maybe that's the only way we'll get a proper reset. I probably won't see it, but I think it's coming. Maybe I'm just hoping. Take it easy, guys.